USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is planning on visiting El Paso and Dayton in the wake of two mass shootings in both cities. Some people want him to come give comfort, but others want him to cancel because of the rhetoric he's used in the past while discussing immigrants. Protests are already beginning in Dayton.
Do something!
Congresswoman Veronica Escobar of El Paso tweets that she's declined to meet with the president. Meanwhile, they're learning more about the gunman who opened fire outside a bar in Dayton. Investigators say Connor Betts, who killed 9 people before being killed by police, expressed an interest in committing a mass shooting. FBI Special Agent in Charge Todd Wickerham revealed another interest.
We have uncovered evidence throughout the course of our investigation that the shooter was exploring violent ideologies.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a 2-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Investigators say the gunman in Dayton had a fascination with violence and also mass shootings. FBI Special Agent in Charge Todd Wickerham says his agents and Dayton police are looking at 3 specific areas.
What, if any, ideology influenced the attacker to conduct this attack? Who, if anyone, helped him or had any advance knowledge of his intentions to conduct this attack? And why he committed this specific act of violence?
Meanwhile, a grief center opened in El Paso, Texas, where 22 people were killed in the Walmart shooting on Saturday. Most of the people in El Paso that were shot or injured had Hispanic surnames. Wall Street has rallied after starting the trading week off with a steep sell-off. Investment banks have now been telling their customers to be prepared for a prolonged trade war. The Dow closed 312 points, the S&P gained 37, and the NASDAQ up 107 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A key U.S. senator weighs in on the president's strategy in Afghanistan. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Reports are the Trump administration's getting ready to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Afghanistan as it's reached an initial deal with the Taliban. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he's hoping the administration won't go too far with this move.
Every commander I've talked to, the intelligence community says that Al-Qaeda and ISIS are reemerging in Afghanistan, that if we withdraw all of our forces, they can hit us in the region and here at home. This is exactly what they told President Obama. It is not right to leave.
Graham was speaking on Fox News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gas prices are down again, USA's John Clements reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, under these circumstances, some states like Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama may fall below the $2 per gallon mark. Meanwhile, the national average is down again.
The national average declining 2.5 cents in the last week and currently stands at $2.70 per gallon.
Motors in some other states are taking a hit with the highest prices.
California continues to lead with the highest average at $3.65, followed by Hawaii at $3.62 and Washington State at $3.26.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.